South Shore's Morning News continues. Great to have you here. I'm Rob Hakala with the Morning Team. Every week at this time, we check in with our tech guy, David Snell, over at AxSmart IT in Wareham. David, good morning to you.
Good morning, Rob.
All right, so the topic this week, protecting yourself from accidental deposit scams. Okay, let's get into this. And tell me, what do you mean? What is an accidental deposit scam?
Yeah, you know, with the popularity of mobile payment apps like Zelle and PayPal, Venmo and Cash App, unintentional deposit scams are on the rise. And what that is an accidental deposit. Scammers use a mobile payment app to deceive users into sending them money. How it works is you receive a sum of money in your mobile payment app from someone you don't know. Suddenly, your inbox is flooded with messages claiming that the sender made a typo, accidentally sent you money, and kindly request that you return it.
Oh.
So it looks good. You've got the money in your account.
Yeah, the money is coming to you. That's why I was saying, okay. So you're ahead.
Exactly. And, you know, most people will say, well, yeah, I'm going to send this money back to them. They made a mistake. I would want them to do it for me as well. But the catch is this. The money they accidentally send to you was likely from a hacked credit card or bank account. Essentially, the scammers are laundering money. So when the bank detects the fraudulent activity and reverses the charges, while you're in the process of returning the money, you may end up paying the untraceable scammer from your own bank account. Let's say they put $3,000 in your account from stolen money. The bank takes that back and cancels that transfer, and you've just transferred $3,000 back. That's your money that you transferred back to the scammer.
Wow. Okay. But you shouldn't be, now you wouldn't be losing money, right? I mean, wait, because they're giving you $3,000 and I'm returning $3,000, right?
Well, yeah. So what happens, though, is the bank is reneging on that first transfer. So they're canceling that $3,000 that went into your account.
But we'll take your $3,000.
Yeah, but if you're in the process of paying that money, quote unquote, back to the scammer, it's just come out of your account. It's your $3,000 you've sent back to them.
Oh, man. Okay. All right. So that's how it works. So I guess the thing is that you got to be very wary. Again, it would be somebody you don't know.
Exactly.
You know, it's gonna say this thing. And a lot of people, you're right, have these kind of apps, you know, David, can you Venmo me? And so I've seen a lot of people enjoy using these, I think, for the convenience and, you know, for a lot of group funds as well. I noticed when people were buying, you know, for example, a gift for a classmate, somebody set up a Venmo account and we all had to Venmo somebody money. So I've used it, but only a few times for these specific reasons. But I guess the thing is to be careful now because, you know, again, as things get more popular, that's where the criminals come out and they go, ooh, this would be a good thing to get in on.
Yeah, and they're making money on the left and right now because people really feel, well, the money's there, so I'll send it back because I'm a nice person.
Yeah.
Don't get caught.
Yeah. And now, what if you just keep the money? I suppose that's not even real, right?
You're saying no, it's not even real because if you attempt to keep the money, it's going to be removed from your account anyway because it's been stolen from someone else.
Yeah, so that's just going to come in and get taken away. Okay.
Exactly. You wouldn't have sent your own money away, but you, in fact, aren't going to have that money for very long.
Okay, so tips and things to do. So what happens if you get this? What happens? Do you just don't do anything? I mean, what do you do if the money is in your account?
So what you should do is you never send money back to someone you don't know through any payment apps. Even if they sent you money first, two things to do. Contact the payment app directly to report the situation. So if you have Venmo, you contact them from your account. And then do not, under any circumstances, communicate with the sender. Scammers often use very persuasive tactics to try to get you to send, quote-unquote, their money back.
Oh, boy. All right. So that's what you got to be.
Vigilance is always vigilance.
Yeah. Well, I mean, because you're right. I mean, these are the things you got to be careful about because, again, somebody, you know, accidentally sending you money, chances are this isn't an accident.
Right. Yep. They're trying to scam you, and they'll find any way that they can to get money from us anytime.
All right. So, as you said before, protecting your wallet is crucial, whether it's an actual wallet or a digital wallet.
Exactly.
Wow, this is good. Okay, so for people to find out more about this, David, be cautious. And again, this is very important to deal with when talking about unexpected money transfers. So you've got some links to some great sites and more information in your blog, right?
Absolutely. Go to AxSmartIT.com and click on my blog link, and you'll find out lots more about this new scam that's rising in popularity.
Oh, boy. All right, David Snell, AxSmartIT, always here to tell us about the latest things to watch out for. So watch out for this latest scam. And again, talking about those accidental deposit scams. All right, David, again, go to the blog. Where is the website?
AxSmartIT.com. And thanks, Rob.
Thank you, David.
This has been great today.
I know. I mean, it's been interesting to talk about. It's always a new twist, so I appreciate it. All right, David Snell, AxSmartIT, AxSmartIT.com, and David Snell is with us every week at this time on 95.9 WAETD.